Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a new report finds U.S. rare disease biotech investment rebounding after FDA's priority review voucher program renewal. President Trump signs an executive order narrowing the recommended childhood vaccine schedule. And B1 Medicines and Revolution Medicines announce a multi-part oncology collaboration. A new report from Synaptics Bio finds that U.S. investment in rare disease biotechs is picking up following the renewal of FDA's Priority Review Voucher Program, which was signed into law in February and runs through 2029. Industry executives say the voucher's tradability, with recent sales fetching between $150 million and $200 million, gives investors a clearer path to return that the UK's rare disease sector currently lacks. The UK's Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Agency is consulting on a new framework meant to speed rare disease drugs to market. Though industry voices quoted in the report say it falls short without a financial incentive comparable to the voucher program. President Trump has signed an executive order narrowing the federal government's recommended childhood immunization schedule from 18 diseases to 11, shifting 7 previously universal vaccines to shared clinical decision-making between parents and doctors, and calling for the combined MMR shot to be split into 3 separate injections. The administration points to a January HHS assessment finding. The U.S. recommends more childhood vaccine doses than peer nations, and the order also directs the Justice Department to challenge state vaccination laws it views as conflicting with parental authority and religious freedom. The American Academy of Pediatrics and other physician groups push back, saying no new science supports the change and noting that measles cases in the U.S. have reached a 35-year high. Finally, B1 Medicines and Revolution Medicines announced a multi-part oncology collaboration pairing B1's clinical stage pipeline with Revolution's 4 clinical stage RAS-ON inhibitors, including daraxonrasib and elironrasib. The deal includes a clinical collaboration to test combination regimens in RAS-addicted cancers, alongside a separate agreement granting B1 exclusive development and commercialization rights to Revolution's RAS-ON portfolio across select Asian markets. As part of the arrangement, B1 will also fund and run a global registrational phase 3 study for one of Revolution's inhibitors, while Revolution retains rights outside the licensed territory, including in Japan and South Korea. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.